If you like coffee, art, and fart noises, climb aboard and join my nonsense. I won't hesitate to step on you.
Hi guys! Welcome back to Sunshine Train with Friends. Today, we're gonna talk about video games? Is that the topic we agreed?
Yes, that is the topic that you chose for this week.
We're gonna talk about video games. I'm gonna be real honest with you. I didn't have the time to think about it. But maybe I'll think about something in the spot. We're gonna talk about like all-time favorites or recent favorites, old favorites, whatever comes to your mind.
I mean, you play a lot of games. Like, you're really into Little Nightmares 2 right now.
Mm-hmm.
You and Ty.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, recent favorite of mine is Little Nightmares 2. That's what I've been playing. And girl, like, let me tell you, if you guys play Little Nightmares 1, Little Nightmares 2 is like a really good upgrade from that. And also, the graphics amazing. The story is pretty creepy, but it's like fun, creepy thriller. I would recommend it. I honestly loved playing it. It was really fun. And then also you get to hold hands with the other character and call names. And I was like, that is super adorable. I love it.
Honestly,
it is super cute. I honestly loved the game, the graphics, the background, the character designs and stuff. I was like, that's really cool. Also creepy AF, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So honestly,
that is the vibe.
Yeah, and honestly, the game isn't expensive. Like, literally, if you go to Steam, you go to, like, what, buy the physical copy, it's only, like, $30, which is, like, that's not bad for a game that's usually $60. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't really buy, like, computer games. Because, like, I literally bought 2 computer games back when I first got my PC. Never opened them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I agree as well. I'm not a big PC, like, game. Because I'd rather have the physical copy and, like, revisit it later on in the future or something when I want to play it again.
I just didn't realize how much I favor portability for, like, my gaming consoles.
Really?
You can't move a PC, but you can move a Switch.
That is true. That is true.
Yeah. I'm definitely a Nintendo girl.
Nintendo.
Like all the other basic bitch gamers out there.
Oh my god, it's okay. I'm a PS4 bitch.
I think I would like the PS4.
Would you be a PlayStation or on Xbox? That's the question.
Oh, PlayStation for sure.
Oh, yeah. PlayStation. I love PlayStation. I love my PlayStation. It's like my baby.
Yeah, you really... Yeah, because you play Persona a lot, right?
Oh, girl. Persona 5? Ooh. Persona 5 Royal? Ooh. Girl, ooh. I'm sweating.
Yeah, I really want to play it, but...
Girl, if we live together, you go play this game to your heart's content, because I have 2 Persona games, and 1 Persona 5 Royal, and 1 Persona 5 Strikers, physical copy. Can you tell?
You're a real
Persona fan. Yeah. You know, I kind of want to buy those, like, other Persona games, you know, Persona, like, 2, 3, or 4, kind of in DS. Oh, yeah.
Like the OGs.
Yeah, the OGs. I kind of want to play them. There's also like Persona Q and Q2, which is like interesting because like Persona 4 characters meet the Persona 5 characters. And I'm like, whoa. That's interesting. There.
Damn.
Yeah. Okay, I'll say the last one and then we'll move on. And I think a game I've been recently playing a lot is Dragon Quest Builders 2.
Oh, wow.
I mean, this game is so fun. Like, I don't know. I've been so into, like, building stuff. It's, let me give you, it's like Minecraft mixed with Animal Crossing mixed with a tiny bit of adventure in it.
Yeah.
And I've been so into, like, building stuff. And, like, in Dragon Quest, you have to, like, build villages and stuff, like, from nothing, and it's kind of fun. You get to build toilets, you get to build rooms, fancy rooms with like all the equipment you have, and I've just been so into it, and it's so fun. And also, if you don't like building, you can also adventure, do some storyline shit. But most of the time I spend building crap, like stupid shit. So I'm like, hey, hey, I made a pot. a pot of flour. That honestly, I would recommend it. It's fun. It's like
what's it called again?
Dragon Quest? Yeah, Dragon Quest Builders 2.
Yeah, I've played it before.
You did?
I don't own it. Yeah, I've played it before.
Did you like it?
I didn't play a lot, mm-hmm. but it was definitely like something that I could see myself like getting into if I like owned it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm not like a huge gamer gal, you know.
Yeah. I feel like you'd enjoy it. If you like
it was cute.
It is, you know.
Oh, it's really cute.
Oh yeah.
I like the style. I'm sure a lot of, you know, hardcore edgy gamers probably don't.
True.
It's all chibi and cute, but yeah. I'm like, hey man, that speaks to me, you know.
I know, and it's just like Pokemon. It always smiles, and I'm just like, this is fun. And everyone's like, boo hoo, crying, someone died, and I'm just there like smiling at them. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. And I'm there, like, crying, but my face is still the same, like crying, but smiling, crying. And I'm like, this is hilarious. Yeah, that's the
game. So there is, like, a story, mm-hmm. right?
There's a story.
Got it.
It's, like, they're trying to add, like, really, like, spice it up, which is, like, spice it up, like, with adventure. But it's also, it's kind of, like, I would say a good balance between, like, you could go ahead and build your own stuff, but then you also have to continue the storyline to get more of the items to build your castle, your town act, you know? So it's kind of like a bit forcing you to go on an adventure if you want to earn more or learn more recipes to build stuff. Mm. But honestly, it's fun. I would recommend it.
Is that one like only on Switch? Because I think I've only played it on console.
For Dragon Quest, there is actually for Switch, that's what I've been playing so far, but like if for Dragon Quest Builders 2, there's PS4, Switch, and I think other consoles right now, because I have one for PS4. My sister bought it and she never played it, and I've been playing it. I was like, I tricked you into buying it.
Oh my god.
Because she loved the Dragon Builders 1, so she bought the second one but never played it. I've been hogging it.
Wait, do you like share the PS4 with your sister?
Yeah. Usually my sister doesn't really like play. But like
she's
so
not a gamer girl.
No, she's not a gamer girl. No, bruh. No, like I feel like in the family it's either me or my brother who's a gamer. Yeah, I like having physical copies because it feels like a trophy. I'm like, oh my god, it's a masterpiece.
I love physical copies, but I fear because I'm gonna run out of space in my tiny place.
true. I understand that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice though. Like, I mean, because I don't mind, because, like, for some games, there just isn't a physical copy.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you kind of just gotta buy it digitally, and then like yeah, it takes up space on your like system, but
that's true.
It does save the space, like the physical space. So I guess there's a pro and con for that.
Oh yeah, for sure. You know, how about you just stick it against your window and hope for the best? Stick your game packs onto your door or your window. Oh wait, don't put it in your window because the sun. So
yeah,
just,
that would just ruin it.
No, just stick it to your door. You save space.
The door can only hold so much, though.
Just tape it. There's also the wall. Oh, there's also the rooftop.
No,
you
know what? My walls are actually. I don't think I could put more stuff on it.
Damn.
I put a lot of stuff on my walls.
Oh yeah, like that poster.
Hey, hey, hey. This is a episode about gaming. Where are our other two members?
We're just gone!
It's just me and Jody.
I know!
It's the Stacy and Jody segment.
Ty's... Ty?
I'm still here.
Are you good? You good, bro?
Yeah.
I feel like I already know Ty's. Is it Spyro?
Yeah, it's one of them.
Yeah. You wanna go, Ty?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, fine. You want to go, Stacy? How about you go?
Yeah, I could go. Yeah. So, again, I'm not really a big gamer person.
Yeah.
But I would say that the games that I really liked and I still kind of, like, play every so often.
Mm-hmm.
So I really like Japanese RPG games, probably the most.
Oh, true.
Yeah, which one? So fun. So, one of my favorite series is the Tales series, and I feel like I mentioned this before.
Oh yeah.
I don't know why, but I feel like I've mentioned it before.
Which Tale was it?
Just the Tales series, like Tales of Symphonia.
Okay, I don't know why I Tales thought of like Sonic Tales. I was like, Tales?
No,
it's a game?
I mean, he might. He's a big character.
Oh, true. Oh!
Yeah, it's super anime, because that's what I like. It's like nothing new. Yeah, it's honestly, I feel like in a, like, when you're thinking about games, it's not super, like, amazing in, like, really any, like, sense. Like, story is, like, mid. Graphics are kind of mid. I think that, like, they're getting better because they're, like, using, like, Unreal Engine and, like, doing PS4 and, like, PCs. Like, they're not really on Nintendo anymore, which is kind of sad.
Oh, really?
But, yeah, I think, honestly, though, like, for this series, it's really mostly, like, the nostalgia factor. And I think that's how I think about, like, a lot of games that I really love.
Yeah.
It's just because, like, the time in my life when I played it, it made me, like, really happy. And it was kind of, like, opening a new door to a new form of media.
Oh, true.
And when did you buy it?
So the first Tales game that I played was, it was actually like a spin-off of the original Tales game, which I didn't know about because I was at Blockbuster
with my sister.
Yeah, and we were like looking at the Wii games that they were like,
oh my god,
that they had. So I think I just like saw it and I was like, oh, what is this? This looks cool, because like I was super into anime like back then. Still am, but, you know. yeah, so, like, I showed it to my sister, and we had no idea what this game was, because, like, you know, back then, you don't really see, like, a ton of YouTube videos or, like, Let's Plays or whatever, and it wasn't, like, a super popular game either, mm-hmm. So, at least at the time, I feel like if you looked it up online, you wouldn't really get a lot of, like, Let's Plays or whatever of it. So we borrowed it from Blockbuster. We played it for hours, like the first night that we got it. And we're like, we think this game is sick. So like we bought it like literally like a week later. Yeah, and like we honestly, I think that like me and my sister, we probably completed that game like 20 times.
Wow. That's,
because it's one of those games that, like, we played when we were, like, kids. And then, I think, like, I want to say up to, like, late high school, we kind of just, like, played it, like, every other summer or something.
Wow!
Like, during our break, we'd just be like, hey, you want to play some Tales? And it's like, yeah, let's go in the hard mode, you know? Like, we would just, like...
Damn hardcore!
I mean, it wasn't really that hard, but... Yeah, I think that game is definitely, it's definitely like a nostalgia thing, because I think if I saw and played that game now, it probably wouldn't feel as amazing as it did before.
Yeah.
But, yeah. The original Tales of Symphonia is also good. I like that one. I think that one was, like, on GameCube.
GameCube?
Yeah.
I never had a GameCube.
You never?
I didn't either.
Nah, it's on my list of things to get.
Oh my god, GameCube is I feel like GameCube is like the best console I've ever played on. I mean, PS4, but like GameCube.
I like the controller a lot.
Yeah, the controls are really nice. They're so fun.
God, fuck the N64 controllers though. They can absolutely go to hell.
They're a nightmare.
I swear to God. Stacy, are you done? No, yeah, you finish first. Mm-hmm. I'll go on this rant later.
Okay, I'm trying to think of, like, other games that I really like.
Oh, yeah, I probably asked you this before. You don't play Final Fantasy, right? You don't like it?
I played a little bit before, and I just didn't really get into it.
Yeah.
I think it's just because I didn't play, like, a really good one.
Because
I don't even remember the one that I played. So, I feel like if I played one of the later ones.
Oh, no, don't play the later ones. I'm sorry, Final Fantasy really? Fans. I prefer my OG, The Lightning Return. No, The Lightning. Was it The Lightning or The Lightning Returns? Those two are, like, the best. And that's it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, those two, like, really kept my, like, I was just really having fun with them. It was fun. Nice. I mean, I have it in PS3 if you want to play.
I mean, how?
True. Literally, Stacy, I know you're a big fan of Japanese, like, RPG games, and literally, if we literally live together, majority of the games that I own, which is my brother's, is Japanese RPG games. And literally, you just keep on playing. Just play all of them, literally.
Oh, wow. That would be a lot of time.
Honestly, they're all Japanese RPG games.
Yeah, I think that, like, it's kind of hard, though, because I feel like for certain Japanese RPG games, like, I also have to, like, be interested in, like, kind of the... This is going to sound so shitty, but, like, art style is kind of a big factor for me. Like, I have to like the art style.
Why is that? Because...
Well, because I feel like there's a lot of, like, people that give people shit for being, like, oh, it's not just about the art. Like, it could have, like, a really great story, but, like, the art's not up to par, you're being, like, what's the word? Like, superficial or something?
Well, I mean, if that's why you like the game, who gives a shit?
You know what? You're right. I need to stop apologizing for everything.
Just fucking move your shit and everybody can go eat grass. I don't give a shit.
Grass!
I was gonna say they can go eat shit, but I said shit too many times in that fucking thing sentence.
You're right.
Yeah, I mean, like, the first thing you see is, like, whatever fits your aesthetics, my dude. Like, you like that. Who gives a shit?
I need those pretty anime boys. Otherwise, I'm not interested.
Yeah, man. I think at this point of the podcast, I think everyone knows that you're very into beautiful looking anime boys.
I mean, yeah, like, who isn't?
You right, though. You right. Where's the lie?
Yeah, because they're so much better than, like, real boys, you know?
Amen, sister. Amen.
Yeah, I'm kind of, like, sad because I never really got into the... Okay, no, you know what it is?
What? What is it?
Japan doesn't release their otome games. Like, they don't release a lot of them States.
Only the popular ones, usually.
Mm. Yeah, and it's sad because I hear about so many that are, like, maybe just, like, spinoffs off of, like, popular anime series, but I'm like, dude, I would have played the shit out of that if I knew about it when I was, like, 12. You missed a whole market of, like, 12-year-old fangirls.
I guess you gotta learn Japanese now to play those otome games.
I remember that I actually did have a couple of Japanese games. I don't remember how I got them. I just know that I had them. and it got to the point where I just kind of like memorized the like the shapes of the letters and like knew what they were, like if it was like a yes, no, and like that kind of thing. Like I had no idea what they were saying, but I just wanted to play it. So I like memorized the really simple like hiragana like
oh my god. Yeah, honestly,
and just admire the pictures. Aesthetics.
Yeah, that was me in middle school. Very cringe.
Oh my god. Amazing.
Yeah. Oh, and then also obviously like Kirby, I feel like.
Oh my god, Kirby. Oh,
back then that was like my whole life. I don't know what it was about this little pink squishy blob, but like
it's so cute. So
obsessed. I was obsessed with Kirby.
Oh, I agree.
Like I think I had like 5 or 6 like Kirby dolls. Because like every year I would ask for one, like for Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm jealous. I wanted Kirby dolls. They're so cute. I like in the island, it's so hard to get these dolls. So it's like I didn't get any of them. And I'm just like, oh, they're so cute looking. But I got like a lot of Kirby games. I got like really old Kirby games as well, like the GameCube version and stuff. Oh, so fun.
Yeah, I definitely like I think at that time it wasn't super normal to like find like Asian characters at stores or whatever.
Yeah.
So I would get a lot, like my dad would get them from like eBay.
eBay.
Yeah, like aww. I would be like, "Oh my god, I want this character."
eBay was such a big
I feel so bad for my dad cuz I'm pretty sure like his whole like order history was just like anime. And he was just like, "The fuck is my kid into?"
That's so sweet. At least he like researched and got it for you. Yeah. eBay was such a big thing back in the days.
Yeah, I'm very grateful that my dad funded my little weeb dreams back in middle school.
Yep.
Yeah, now I can buy my own stuff.
Oh yeah.
And it's great.
Like the poster.
Okay, the poster I bought. So Jody's referring to this freaking I have this poster of the Cardcaptor Sakura characters Toya and Yuki. And it's not even that it's not nasty. They're just like looking at each other with like loving gazes and like holding hands. And
you it's know, all cute. Yeah, ooh, ooh.
And it's colored really nicely.
Scandal.
So I love
Scandal.
It. Yeah, but it's like this poster came with me to Florida. I took it. Because I was like
you know what? How old was I? When Stacy dies, bring it to her gravestone. She'll die. She'll hold it near her, like against her body, like, oh, I die with this poster.
Yeah, like this poster, I remember, like, yeah. I was like, I have to bring this with me because it's like a part of me now. And it's got like smudges and like little rips and whatever. Like it's very worn. And I'm sad about it because I don't remember who the artist is because I bought it at Anime Expo.
They didn't sign their work.
Well, wait, let me see.
My door has to answer the question right there.
No, you know what? I don't see a signature.
Motherfucker, you always like sign your work. Find that bitch and be like, sign your work next time.
Yeah, see, this is why I wish I was like famous because then I could just like post this picture on Twitter and be like, hey followers, do you know who this is?
You can do that right now without being famous.
Yeah, Stacey.
But like no one interacts with me.
Well, I can interact with you and say no. I haven't seen it.
I know that you haven't seen it.
How do you know? Have you pictured
it? No, because I have sent a picture before.
Okay, send it again.
We've seen it so many times in chats.
Maybe it'll strike a chord the 50th time you send it to me.
Oh my god. You're right.
Honestly,
I guess it's worth a try.
If I ever find it again, Man, I want to, like, I love it so much that I would, like, buy another one. Because this one's, like, old. And it's kind of, like, grody. Because I just didn't take good care of it, and I regret it so much.
I thought you said it was kind of dirty, and I was like, dang, I understand.
What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing, nothing at all.
What's that supposed to mean?
No,
I feel offended. I feel offended. What does that mean? I hate you.
Yeah, yeah, thank you.
Okay, yeah, yeah, okay.
Well, Stacey, I have something to tell you. I was gonna wait until your birthday, but I'm the artist who made that painting.
Oh my god, the biggest reveal!
Whoa! You were at Anime Expo?
Heck yeah, I was 5.
Oh my god.
And I know it doesn't match my art style at all, but it was me.
She changed her art style.
Look, it was a phase. And that's why I didn't sign it.
Damn. Damn. It was fate.
Can you, like, sign it for me then?
Hell yeah, send it over. And then I'll promise to send it back within 5 to 7 business days.
She's never gonna send it back. It's like, it's mine now.
I mean, what would she do with it?
Like, I don't know.
Speaking of sending shit, how come Lindsay's present is just not showing up at her house?
Oh, it's not there yet.
No, it's like continuously saying out for delivery.
Oh my god. Ooh, it got lost or stolen.
I'm going to absolutely eat my Amazon account.
Do it.
You can't do that.
Do it!
Yeah, I can. Watch me.
Do it.
Watch me eat this fucking computer.
It might still be on its way. It might be coming later today. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. And ooh, if you see the delivery man, be like, what the hell? <from the door. laughs> Like, I've been waiting for this for 2 whole days. My birthday was 2 days ago. How could you do this?
Oh my god.
It was supposed to arrive on her birthday.
Jesus.
I can never, like, get presents to people on time, and, like, I work so hard. I'm like, okay, yeah, I want the expedited shipping, please. They refunded me for that. So that's cool, I guess.
You know, Ty! You and your Amazon, every time you order shit and then you cancel it, the other person still gets the item and you get the refund majority of the time.
I cancel her order.
You should do it.
No, but then my luck, it would actually cancel it and they'd be like, oh, I'll take it back.
Oh, true.
What if they were, like, literally at her, like, doorstep and then they cancel the order and it's like, all right, I guess I'm keeping this.
I imagine the ground would turn into a treadmill and they would automatically be, like, warped back to the Amazon.
Wow.
Well, it's like, and then also, oh, jeez, I can't get over in the group chat when I was like, Lindsay, did you get your present yet? And then she's like, oh my god, yeah, thank you so much. And she sent you, fuck, she sent me this SpongeBob and Jenny thing.
If you guys don't know about the SpongeBob, you could check our Dreamcast, what the SpongeBob inside joke is.
Yeah, Jody said Lindsay's birthday was a few days ago. She is now 23.
Yeah.
Or are you 22?
23. You know what I sent her?
Lindsay could be my mother.
Yeah, I sent Lindsay SpongeBob SquarePants pillow, so SpongeBob could be with her 24/7 and whisper in your ear while she sleeps.
So that's exactly what she wanted. I know. In
life. Yeah, right.
More trauma.
Yeah, she's probably like fucking terrified of that thing. It's probably like outside.
Yeah, man, she took a cute little selfie with it in her SpongeBob shirt.
Behind the tears she was feeling.
Man, yeah. What a beauty. It's okay. Next is Patrick. That's going to Stacey.
No.
Wait, whose birthday is next? Jody's?
Stacey.
Stacey, when's yours?
I guess mine.
Yeah.
July.
I guess mine. Yeah, it's yours. Unless and Jody move ours.
Wait, when is Amy again? I feel like I wrote it down.
It's April Fool's. April.
Tomorrow.
Wait, is it really?
It's tomorrow?
Oh, shit. Wait, what?
April Fool's Day is tomorrow, Jody.
Yeah.
Oh, shit! Oh!
Is it really? Oh, God.
I think it's April. It's April Fool's Day or it's April 2. I know it's near April Fool's Day. Fuck! Let's check Facebook. You know, Facebook
says everything. Pay for all this presents.
I know.
Also, that reminds me. My brother did a really smart thing where he made a calendar of everybody's birthday that he knows, and now he never forgets birthdays. I need to start fucking doing that.
No, that's what I do. But, like, for some reason, I don't have Amy on.
Well, can somebody call her and ask her when her birthday is?
Okay, on Facebook it says April 2nd.
Oh, there you go.
I'm gonna buy something like today. Oh my god.
Oh, god damn it. What is she like?
Jesus.
I'm gonna like buy her a blanket or something. She likes soft shit.
Mm-hmm. Or alcohol.
Oh my god. I send her a bottle of that fucking alcohol we were looking at.
Which one?
Like colorful, like super satisfying looking cans of, I forget what they're called.
What?
Stacy knows what I'm talking about.
Wait, can you repeat that?
the alcohol recess.
Ah.
Oh, recess. Wait, I don't think that's alcohol.
That's then what is it? Sparkling water.
Yeah, fancy.
Sparkling water.
Okay, well, what the fuck? Who wants sparkling water? Nobody.
Me.
Unless you're Andy when we bought him fucking LaCroix, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Who cool. drinks LaCroix? I'm sorry, Andy, if you're watching this. He's not watching this. Why do I care?
I drink LaCroix.
How about Dixie ice cream?
Why do you drink LaCroix? What's the point?
Because sometimes I want something like cold and fizzy, but I don't want to drink soda. So I drink LaCroix.
But like Like, okay, here's my thing with
this. Oh my god.
Sparkling water makes me more thirsty.
Thirsty. Mm,
but, like, it. For me, I feel like it's really refreshing.
Fucking hell.
I don't know what kind of fizzy water you're drinking.
I was, like, at a wedding once, and I guess they wanted the kids to, like, feel better about not being able to drink alcohol.
No.
They gave us like sparkling water, and I remember drinking it and be like, bitch, is this fucking formaldehyde? Like, what am I drinking?
Okay, honestly, yeah, like some sparkling water, it literally tastes like ass. Like, it's gross.
Yeah, it tastes like ass. Yeah.
But, like, I think that there are some good brands of sparkling water, especially like when they add like a little bit of flavoring to it. It's kind of nice. I don't know. Is it just because, like, I'm from Los Angeles and everybody here fucking drinks sparkling water?
Yeah.
Maybe. But you know what? If you move here, you're probably gonna conform.
I fucking hate California.
So no!
I can't relate to. I'm team Ty on this.
Thank you!
Oh my god. Lindsay, you need to get out of California right now.
Lindsay, just for that, I'm gonna not cancel your Amazon order for your birthday.
Just come to Oregon! Oregon.
She doesn't like sparkling water.
Woody, Oregon's a mess too, please.
What?
Oregon's a mess too, please.
I mean, it's better.
No, it isn't.
Than Cali.
No. Look, y'all just need to fall off and go in the middle of the ocean and move to Jersey. Oh,
let's just go to Saipan. How about that?
Why?
Let's just be fat and lazy and just... die peacefully, I guess.
Damn, okay.
The sunset and die peacefully.
Oh, what were we talking about? What is the podcast title again?
We were talking about games, but we went drifted away.
Yeah. We'd start with LaCroix.
LaCroix.
Fucking LaCroix.
Well,
wow.
I don't know. The popcorn, I don't know, whoever else wants to talk.
That's not how you say popcorn. Okay.
What was that?
Overdramatic. Here we go.
Overdramatic. Here we go.
Oh, shut up, Jody.
Oh, shut up. All right, go.
Who?
Oh, no! I'm not a popcorn. There you go.
Me?
Yeah, bitch.
Yes.
Okay, can I continue with my fucking N64 rant?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, because I'll talk about my favorite games in a second. Let me tell you about my least favorite fucking experience in the world.
No.
So I have an N64, and I love it. I really do. But what the fuck? Who invented that stupid-looking controller?
I mean, it's
look
the
up
first...
N64 controller.
It's the first
big, right?
It's big and it has a fucking prong in the middle of it.
I mean, it's literally it's their first design until it gets better. So
yeah, that's true.
Dude, I bought the SNES though, and that controller is still better than the N64. Okay, so I got a copy of Ocarina of Time, and everybody's gonna shit on me for this, but I literally can't play that game.
Oh yeah, because it broke.
It's a terrible, terrible game. It's terrible. Oh. Everybody's like, oh my god, Ocarina of Time, fucking, oh my god, Legend of Zelda, like, old, free Legend. And I'm like, fuck all of you. This is terrible. And I like don't even care though, because I tried to play it. The controls are terrible. Everything looks terrible. The N64, every game on there looks terrible. I'm sorry.
Oh my god.
PS1 has my heart on this one. I don't care what anybody says. PlayStation 1, bitch, way better than the N64.
Oh yeah.
Anyway, bring it over.
What
are we talking about?
Oh my god.
Your favorite game.
Oh shit. Okay.
Oh my god.
Shut up, Jody.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Okay.
Oh my god.
I'm kidding, Tom. I'm kidding.
I don't know if you are. I think you're hurting my feelings.
I'm kidding. Oh my god. Don't be sensitive. Oh my god.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm joking. Don't cancel me.
All right, ladies.
Okay. I'm sweating.
We're a kick button on this thing. Can I kick her?
How are you gonna kick me from New Jersey?
No, I meant kick you from the chat.
Well, you can't, because Lindsay's in power.
We kick her from the chat.
No.
Yeah, so anyway, my favorite. Yeah.
Tell us. What is it?
Well, yeah. Alien's one of them, obviously.
Oh, of course.
Excuse you. I've gushed about that game. How much on stream?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my god. I love that game, but I fucking hate that game.
It's a love and hate relationship.
Here's my thing. I played through it twice, okay? I played through it on normal mode, and then I played through it on nightmare mode. Pat myself on the back, because, bitch, that's fucking hard as shit.
That was intense.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. One day I'm going to do a no-death playthrough. I don't know.
Oh, wow.
I need, like, a 3.
That is still
break.
Hard.
I'm too scared to attempt it, but, like, I want to do a no-death playthrough.
That's going to take
you're wild.
Forever.
I know, but it'd be funny. Here's the thing. I know I'm going to fail it, so, like, why not just stream it and, like, laugh at how angry I get?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
The no-death playthrough I could play, like, on easy mode if I wanted to. So,
oh yeah, yeah, that's true.
But why do that when I can play a nightmare mode? No. I would never make it. You know how many times I died on like certain parts? You probably watched it. And yeah, that's one of my favorite games because the atmosphere is fucking awesome.
It is pretty cool.
Yeah, the only thing is, my only complaint is it goes on way too long.
Yeah,
like that's such a long game that can take out. They can take out all the padding that they put in there because it's obviously padding. Because they'll have you, like, backtrack through places and, like, turn this on. Oh, that broke. You can't turn that on until you fix that thing that broke. Oh, that other thing broke. So you can't fix the thing that broke that turns the other thing. Like, that's the whole game. And it's, like, when you first play it, it's fine. But when you're, like, on another playthrough, it's, like, infuriating. And the backtracking is terrible. And the alien is a piece of shit. But the AI is so good that it's just really fun. I don't know. That has, like, one of the best gaming AIs I think I've played.
Like, oh, it's true.
Good AI.
When was that game made?
2014.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That is impressive.
Oh, okay.
My dad's saying goodnight, fam.
Oh.
Good night.
Good night, sir.
Father Fogle.
Good night, Father Fogle.
Good night.
Everybody calls you Father Fogle, you know that?
Papa.
Father Fogle.
Father Fogle or
yeah.
Papa?
Papa Fogle, Father Fogle, Fogle. I don't know. What's your other names?
Papa Fogs.
Yeah.
I love that.
No, the people call him that. It's a thing.
What people?
My sister's friends. Any people. All people.
Oh.
Good night. Love you.
All
right. yeah, that game came out in 2014. So it's like pretty impressive. I hope they make a remaster. But oh my god, I cannot believe the sequel they put on a fucking phone.
Yeah, that seems kind of dumb.
That's the dumbest shit. And everybody talks about how that Alien game is the best Alien game that's like ever came out.
Really?
Yeah.
The mobile game?
No, no. Isolation.
Oh. Oh, okay. Yeah, I was like, what the fuck?
That Xenomorph scares me so much. I love it so much, but it really does scare the shit out of me. Like,
oh, yeah, you have nightmares.
I have nightmares. Like, I still have nightmares.
Like, what the fuck?
But it's like, oh, I love the creature design. It's so good.
But, it is very, like, iconic.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah.
And the noise, like, the sound design in that game is fantastic. Like, oh.
Yeah, it's pretty spooky.
Yeah, my only complaint is that it goes on too long, and the sequel was on the phone, which... How could you?
How could you?
Other games I like. Pokemon has had a huge impact on me.
Oh my god, Pokemon!
Yeah, yeah.
I love Pokemon. Pokemon. So, like, my first Pokemon game was Pokemon Diamond.
Ah!
And I still remember when I went to pick it up, my mom took me to the movies, and my mom was like, oh, like, let's get you a game for your birthday. And I was like, oh, I want Pokemon. And I didn't know what Pokemon was. I just knew it was not Digimon, because Digimon was like my thing. And I was like, well, I want to try the other one. And then the other one took over my life and Digimon fell off. And I was like, why have one Digimon when you can have 74 Piplups?
Oh my god.
So I remember I like I played it. I was obsessed like immediately. I had a Piplup and his name was Bubbles.
Bubbles.
And aww. I still have the original fucking Empoleon from that game.
Oh my god, sick.
Yeah.
I don't remember what I named my Piplup. What was his name?
Pimp.
I don't know. No, I don't think I named him Pimp.
Because that's what I named mine.
That's okay. Really creative, Jody.
I was like, that. You know what's funny? A Pimplup.
Okay. You're stupid.
I was. And still am.
I just remembered that I hit the caps, like all caps. So instead of just Bubbles, it was just Bubbles.
Oh wait, yeah, I feel like I did that too, because like by default
it's on all caps. Yeah.
Yeah.
And my stupid like, brain was like, oh,
yeah, like I don't like how everyone's just like shouting my name all the time. And then I realized, oh, you can do lowercase.
Yeah.
Incredible.
And you know what else I, like, didn't know when I was playing the game?
What?
Because back in the day, they didn't fucking explain shit to you all the time. And you were just like, oh, I don't know how to do this one thing. Like, this one mechanic in the game. So I would, like, catch a team of six. And then I thought I couldn't do anything. Like, I couldn't catch any more Pokemon or, like, switch them out.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god.
So I remember, like, having my team of six. And I'm like, where are all these fucking Pokemon that I'm catching? Like, where are they? Like,
Oh, good night, Mom. See you tomorrow.
Stop laughing. I just, like, can't get over the timing.
Oh my god.
My mom,
you're like, mom. You're like talking. You're like, fuck!
Good night, Mom. I know. So bad. Like every time I'm like ranting, my parents come in and they're like, "Hi, how are you?" I'm like, "No,
I'm crying."
Oh my god! Don't leave that in the podcast.
I'm leaving it. That. Oh my god, that was so. That's so funny. Like, oh, fuck! Good night, Mom.
It's not like I wasn't like talking for the last like 30 minutes. Like,
oh my god. Oh my god, 10 out of 10.
What was I saying? I even forgot what I was saying. I was like, oh yeah, all my Pokemon. Like, where are all my Pokemon? So like, I remember giving it to my mom, who was just featured on the podcast. I remember giving my DS to her, and I'm like, Mom, I don't know where my monsters are going. And she's like, what the fuck are you talking about? Then we found the box, and the box had all my Pokemon, and I was like,
oh my god.
And Cynthia, Jesus Christ.
Oh, Cynthia.
I liked her.
I also bought, like, an action replay with my game.
Oh, hell yeah.
And I cheated.
Wow!
Oh my god, it was so fun though.
99 Master Balls.
Oh my god, for real. And then I was like, I want Arceus! And then I got Arceus. So yeah, Pokemon's up there, for sure. I don't know if I'm gonna buy the remake, because it literally looks exactly the same, so like, why?
Who is she? I don't know her.
Who is she? I don't care. But, other than that, Spyro is a big one, but there's not much to say about Spyro. I just love him. And he's Spyro. Why I'm obsessed with dragons.
Oh, wow.
Skyrim has taken over my life.
Oh my god. Skyrim.
Okay, look. You can say whatever you want about Bethesda. They're a shitty company. They are.
I agree.
They keep selling the same product over and over again. I get it. But at the same time, Skyrim was a great game.
I agree as well. Skyrim is, journey of
yeah, I'm gonna tell this one story from when I first started playing, because my friend recommended it to me, and he was like, oh, play Skyrim, it's really great. And I was like, cool. So I bought Skyrim, I come home, I turn it on, I go to the first town, and I'm like, oh yeah, I'm a warrior, I'm gonna fucking take over the world, fuck yeah. And there's a chicken in the middle of the road. And I was like, oh my god, I need food. So I killed the chicken, and I just remember distinctly, like, all the townspeople just immediately came after me.
Just for that one chicken?
Yeah, it's like a meme. Like, it's an actual meme. Like, because, like, you'll get arrested for stupid shit in the game. But, like, I killed a chicken, and literally everybody in the town started attacking me. Like, even kids started attacking me.
For sure.
And I'm like, is this goddamn chicken that important?
The town chicken.
Yep. Yeah, don't mess with their chickens, man.
But I just, like, I never forgot that moment. I was like, okay, I'll never kill a chicken again in this game again.
That's funny.
Yeah. And that's it. Those are my games.
Chicken.
Woo.
I have, like, 50 others, but we don't have time.
Well, there's one more.
Yeah, Jody. I'm kidding.
I was like, what?
Oh, wait.
Jody part two.
Oh, yeah.
This is Lindsay. Come on, Lindsay. Lindsay. Lindsay.
She's doing it again. Stop.
Well, for an old favorite, I really liked Luigi's Mansion.
Ooh.
I think that was for the GameCube.
Yeah, the GameCube. Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
So fun.
Yeah. It, like, scared me, though, that game, I remember.
Oh, yeah, some of the parts are, like, pretty scary and yeah. stuff. And it's, like, so annoying with the freaking booze and shit.
The booze. I liked how it's, like, there's different characters in each, like, room.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And,
Are you planning to buy the newest Luigi game that's in Switch?
Maybe. I don't know. I got the one for 3DS, but I never finished it. I don't know.
Oh, really?
I don't know if I should get the Switch one. Yeah. But yeah. I remember playing that, and then I would, like, get stuck on a part, and I'd call my aunt, and I'd be like, what do I do here? I don't know.
Your aunt?
Your aunt, yeah. Like, knew, like, oh, yeah, I know what's going on.
Yeah.
I know what to do.
Yeah, because we kind of played it together, so that was
fun. Oh, man, that's such an old, really good game for GameCube. I feel like a lot of GameCube games were, like, really good.
Yeah. Like, gotta get on that.
Like Super Smash Melee.
Oh my god. Melee? 10 out of 10. Best.
That is honestly the best Smash Brothers. Like,
yeah.
I think.
Honestly, I agree. It's the best.
It was the first one that I played. Because I don't know if it was like the first ever made, like in that line, but it's.
I think it is, yeah.
It's so fun. Because I remember, like, since I didn't have a GameCube. What me and my sister did is we would just, like, go to our cousin's house, like, every weekend just to play his GameCube.
Yeah.
And, like, that's how we played a ton of Smash and, like, Tails. Because he had that game, too.
Oh. So, yeah, I think the Super Smash Bros. Melee is actually the first Super Smash Bros. Game.
I think it is. Yep. Oh. It's the first, like, what's it called? Crossover fighting video game.
The first?
I think so, yeah. First.
Wow.
Yep.
I feel like that game is really hard to get even now.
Yeah, it's still really popular. What I've heard.
Yeah, which is crazy because it's so old.
It is.
But it's like the best Smash Brothers game. So like everyone still wants it, which is like, damn.
Yeah, it's on my list to get for sure. Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, I want to play that again so bad. It's so fun.
I was definitely a Brawl person. Because I didn't have any other Nintendo console, and I was like, I have a Wii. But me and my brother loved playing Brawl.
Yeah, Brawl was fun. I like the story aspect of Brawl.
Yeah,
I thought that was pretty cool. So it wasn't like just fighting all the time.
Yeah. Brawl's the most hated one though.
Why?
Really? Yeah. I forget what the reason was.
I don't see what's there to, like, genuinely hate about.
Oh, people just pick random shit. They're like, oh. Yeah. That's the one.
It was fun.
I feel like Super Smash Brawl had, like, the best kind of story plot line. Kind of, quote-unquote, plot.
Those still fun. Yeah, it had Smash Balls.
I know! Balls.
Yeah. Melee didn't have Smash Balls.
It didn't, but it's fun. It's so fun. Like, the Melee is, like, it's like so limited characters you could play, you know.
Okay, honestly, like, not gonna lie, the Smash Ball stuff, it kind of stressed me out a lot. That's how I lost most of the games.
Oh yeah,
yeah, because I'm not very good at like video games. But like when I was younger, I was super competitive for absolutely no reason.
That's fair.
So I hated how everyone kept beating me because they got the Smash Balls before I did every single time.
I'll tell you what, I can't stand Smash Brothers anymore.
Because,
I feel like every time I play it, there's always that one person that's really good. And, like, good for you, but they're going to win every round, so what's even the point?
That's true, yeah. Yeah, and then it's, like, not fun to play by yourself.
Yeah, and I don't want to be like, hey, don't try hard anymore. Then they're not going to have fun. And I'm just like, well.
Yeah, it's weird for sure.
Yeah.
It is a very competitive game, though.
Yeah, I just don't have the time to learn all the shit that goes down in that game, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Same.
But so, yeah, Lindsay, what else?
Yeah, anything else, Lindsay?
Another game I liked was Phoenix Wright.
What?
Phoenix Wright. It's like you play as
the lawyer. Objection.
Game. Yeah.
Yeah.
Objection.
Iconic.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of reminds me of like Layton.
Yeah, kind of. Mm-hmm.
I've never got to play this game. How was it?
Yeah, same.
It's pretty fun. It's kind of funny because he's a lawyer, but he like goes around and does the detective work too.
Oh.
So you're like going around to like the crime scene and you're like pointing out stuff that looks off, and then you have like the court trials and you have like people's testimonies and you have to like point out why their testimony is wrong based off of the evidence that you have.
Oh my god, Danganronpa, is that you?
I know, it kind of sounds
Damn, you right.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever heard of the game Trauma Team?
Wait! Mm-hmm. Is that the surgery?
Yeah.
I was so confused! Oh, yeah, I remember that fucking game.
So, there's
stupid
like...
AF.
No, okay, so I never played the first one, but I played one of them that was like on the Wii.
Wait, I might know.
I
what
remember
you're
that one
about.
Was really interesting. That one was good. I liked it. Trauma Team.
Okay, I don't know which one. Wait, I need to see which one I played.
It was on the Wii.
And oh, the stupid guy with glasses and like everyone's. Is it Trauma Center? Second opinion or
no? Trauma Center, I think, was like the predecessor of Trauma Team. Trauma Team is the one that I played
okay
with my sister That game was really, like, I was surprised at how good it was.
Interesting.
In my opinion, at the time. Because it had, like, so there's, like, these six characters that they're all kind of, like, intertwined in this one story that you know, like, you uncover as you play. But they're all, like, different types of medics, I guess. Mm-hmm. And, like, you go through each doctor doing, like, their specified, like, specialized, like, profession. And one of them was, like, a forensics doctor.
Oh!
And her route, like, scared me as a child, like, with the stories. But it was so interesting. Because, like, the stories were really cool. And it kind of reminded me of that, because, like, it was usually, like, someone died, like, there was a murder.
Yeah.
And you would, like, figure out what happened. And so, like, you would go to the crime scenes and, like, you would check out the body and you would, like, talk to witnesses, like, listen to testimonies and stuff like that. So, like, it was really, like, creepy, but super cool. Like,
oh,
I'm sad that they didn't make more of this.
I know. Because
also, it's Atlas, which is, like, the same place that makes Persona.
A lot of people,
but they just make Persona.
Yeah, I think it's because it's, like, surgery and all. It's, like, creepy and stuff.
Oh, but it was so good.
It is, like, different.
For me, it was scary for me to play it, but it was such a, like, interesting and different game.
Yeah,
that I was super sad that, like, not many people played it, or, like, not many people knew about it, so they never continued with it.
Yeah.
I thought it was really cool.
I honestly really want... I remember as a kid, because I finished the Trauma Center, and I really want... I saw, like, Trauma Team, and I was like, oh, I really want that, but it wasn't available in the island, so I never got it. But it's, like, so stupid. I think I remember one scene in Trauma Center, is like, there's a car crash that happened in a tunnel. You have no light. Mm-hmm. All you have is a fucking, freaking camera that does flash, so every time it flashes you have to do your surgery real quick, and if you don't finish in time, you just fucking die.
Yeah, it's, like, super, like, high stress.
Yeah, it's, like, because... under pressure.
Yeah, but it was so, like, cool, because I was like, I've never played a game like this before.
Right,
rad.
It's different. It stresses me out, but it's so cool. Yeah, I'm also, like, I'm really sad as well, like, they didn't continue the games.
Yeah, what the heck, Atlas?
Yeah.
I would buy it if you made another one.
I kind of want to buy these games again when I get, like, Wii controllers. Feel the stress.
You don't have a Wii? You never had a
Wii? Oh, I have a Wii, but I don't know where it is now. I think it's in, like, dead or something.
And I'm pretty sure mine, like, is broken.
Oh, yeah.
Dang, mine still works. What do you guys do with your fucking Wiis?
A closet or garage.
Yeah. And that needs to break?
I don't know, man. We've been moving places to places, so we just kept it in there, and we're too lazy to take it out and play it.
Oh, Jesus. My PS2 broke, and I'm kind of sad about it.
Oh, damn.
It's sad, because it still kind of works, but, like, when I play it, it's, like, gray.
Oh, man.
And I'm like, that ain't right.
Wow.
Everything's just sad.
Everything's sad and gray.
Oh my god. Have you guys ever played Yoshi Island DS?
I don't think so.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Yoshi Island DS was, like, one of my favorite DS. Even my mom's favorite. She played this game all the time.
It is pretty fun.
Yeah, it's so fun. It's really fun. Like, you just have a couple of stupid ass babies, and you just gotta take care of that shit. And a couple of Yoshis are like, the fuck? Like, okay, I guess we gotta take you guys through the freaking adventure shit. And, like, every babies had different powers, except for Mario and Luigi, basic bitches.
All right, we have 15 minutes left. So oh, shit.
Already.
Let Lindsay finish up, please.
Well, my recent favorite, I just finished this game, like, last week, maybe last Ooh. Week. I don't know.
Mm.
Hotline Miami.
Hotline Miami?
I bought it, like, a year or two ago, but I finally finished it. Just got around to finishing it.
Damn. Long game?
Oh, how is that game?
You know, it's really fun. It's really addictive.
Is it with the chicken and the horse?
Yeah.
Oh!
It's like, you play as, I guess like for the first one, you play as this guy named Jacket. Like, I don't know, he doesn't have a name. And he gets these like mysterious phone calls that tell him to go to these places. And it sounds innocent, I guess. They're like, oh, like, I need you to go babysit my kids at this address. Like, take care of it, please. And then he gets like these animal masks and he puts them on. And then he finds out that like the address is like this Russian mob hideouts. Oh, and you have to kill everybody.
Oh, is it like a purge?
No. Because it's like the people who are calling him are like just extremist patriots, I guess. Because it takes place in Miami in the 80s.
Oh, Jesus.
So, yeah. But it's really gory, even though it's like pixels.
Wow.
Gotta love gory pixels.
Yeah.
Oh, it says your game of a decade.
Hotline Miami. I've definitely heard of it. Like, they're good things.
It's really fun. I'm really bad at the game, though, but it's really fun.
So it's, oh, it's like pick, okay. Is it in like DS, not DS, Nintendo Switch?
Switch, right?
Yeah, they have it for the Switch, or PC, or whatever.
Whoa, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I recommend.
What the heck? Oh my god, I'm like looking at the pictures right now, I'm like, who, oh my god, I love the mask, people! I love the color. They're like so like in your face.
Yeah, so neon.
Wow.
So you just play as like the guy and then like, could you repeat that? Sorry.
Yeah. Then you just like go to these, like you go to these houses basically.
Yeah.
And you have to like clear the whole floor. But if you die, then you have to restart.
Do you have to like kill them or anything to like...
Yeah, you have to kill everybody, like, on the whole floor.
What? Is there a reason why, or are you just, like, to survive or some shit?
Just to survive. Because you're getting those phone calls. Yeah.
What the heck?
Yeah. Okay. And then there's, like, more stuff as, like, the story goes on, but, yeah.
Huh. Oh my god, that sounds interesting. So you just play as one guy throughout the whole game?
Yeah.
Or like, okay.
And then for the second game, you play as, like, multiple people, like, from different perspectives, too.
Oh!
But it's kind of a continuation. But, yeah. So, the second one is a little more complex. But, yeah, that one's really good, too.
Oh, wow. Yo, you played the first one and the second one?
Yeah.
What?
Because I think I got it, like, on sale. It was, like, a bundle sale thing.
Gotta get those sales.
Yeah.
As Jody likes to say.
I know. You gotta get them sales. You know, the sales. Oh, you get a good deal out of them. Oh my god. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, I'm like looking at through pictures and they're so gory. I'm like, what the heck?
Yeah.
And it's really interesting perspective. You're looking from the top of that angle.
Yeah.
Oh my god, pew pew. I like how the Guardian, 2 stars out of 5.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh god. Wait, but this was like game of the decade.
Yeah, apparently the Guardian news website said 2 stars.
Yeah. The game, like, it rewards you for being like, for getting it done fast and for getting like combos, so like killing as many people as you can like in a row.
Damn,
and I'm really bad at that, so I like kill a few people and I'm like, okay, I gotta plan out the next thing,
and then you're like, oh sorry, your combo went down.
Yeah,
and you're like, god damn it.
But wow. Yeah, those are my picks.
Damn, that's so different. They're like, oh my god, cute game, gory. Like, oh, okay. What a jump.
I want to play that, like, Yakuza game.
Oh.
Because I hear a lot of people talking about it. I feel like, Lindsay, I feel like you might like it. I don't know.
Maybe, I don't know.
I just keep seeing, like, the funny, like, karaoke stuff.
Yeah, karaoke.
Oh my god, really? They're always on sale.
I don't know, I just, yeah.
I feel like Jody would like that kind of game, too.
Oh, Jody would definitely.
Oh my god, you know what? I might as well buy one, because, like, I heard it's, like, pretty similar to GTA.
Oh.
Yeah, I think the style is, like, similar.
Yeah, but honestly, I don't know. My sister's been, like, begging me to buy GTA, and I'm like, no. She's a huge fan of GTA, because, like, the stupid shits you could do there, like, I don't know, run people over, and, like, I don't know, go to a stripper club or some shit. But, you know, she would just go to stripper club and shoot them, and I'm like, why would you do that?
Oh my god.
Like, you know, just for fun. I'm like, that, what?
Alright.
Yeah, honestly, I'll look into it, because they're always on sale on PlayStation 4, like, online, so I'm just like, okay, that's interesting. Wow! Thank you guys for tuning in to Game Talk.
Gamecast.
Gamecast. Hi, I hope you guys enjoyed and you know, agree with us or disagree with our opinions.
And don't buy an N64.
And yeah, don't buy an N64. Or Ty's gonna eat her N64. Anyways, see you guys next time. Bye.
Bye. Bye.